Hello, everybody. I'm George Milan. Well, I got the news just a few minutes ago. I was in contact with a Hungarian friend who is in Hungary right now, that Fidesz has lost the election decisively, and Orban Viktor is going to resign as Prime Minister of Hungary. I thought Tisza, led by Péter Magyar, would win, but they won by much more than I anticipated. So Orban Viktor, who's been Prime Minister of his country for 16 years, he's going to tender his resignation. So over 80% of the votes are in now. So it seems like to be a resounding victory for Tisza, a political party who's only founded 2 years ago. It's partly by very high turnout, which is why the polls underestimated the scale of the Tisza victory. And the other parties don't have much of a look in. The socialists are very very small. Magyar Péter has already addressed a jubilant crowd of his supporters. Presumably, the United States saw this coming as some people in the Trump administration were trying to delegitimize the result before it came out, saying, oh, the European Commission is meddling in the internal affairs of Hungary. Well, JD Vance flew there to campaign for the governing party. That was flagrant interference. Not that he's completely wrong. The European Commission does interfere sometimes to favor establishment candidates, Eurofanatics, and so on. So why has Orban Viktor lost? Why has the formula that was so successful so long gone so badly wrong? I mean, partly he's a one-trick pony. Partly what goes up must come down. You can only defy political gravity for so long. Is he getting too long in the tooth? Economic growth has been sluggish. There's been quite a lot of corruption, and so on. And to some extent, Magyar Péter has shadowed him by just giving a milder version of the same thing and saying that, he might block Ukrainian entry to the European Union at some stage and things like that by talking about stopping immigration, legal and illegal, but not quite so stridently. So there's no question that the Euro Commission is elated by the results. And Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the Commission, has said Europe's heart is beating stronger in Hungary tonight. So clearly taking sides of what happened. Hungary has chosen Europe, and Europe has always chosen Hungary. Well, Europe hasn't always chosen Hungary. What do you mean? When other countries attacked it, when Hungary attacked them, don't be ridiculous. But wait a second. Orban Viktor never advocated withdrawal from the European Union, and let's not conflate Europe with the European Union. The European Union has only existed as such since 1993. Europe is 45 countries, only 27 of which are European member states. Switzerland, perhaps the most European of all countries, right in the heart of Western Europe, with four official languages, that's not in the EU. And likewise, the Chancellor of Germany, Friedrich Merz, he's applauded the result. Hungary has spoken towards a strong, secure, and above all, united Europe. Close quotation. Well, wait a second, is Russia part of that? It's not united. And another thing is, they didn't congratulate Orban Viktor when he won in the old days. And Pedro Sanchez, the leftist prime minister of Spain, president as they call him, today Europe wins and European values win. Okay, likewise, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, they welcomed it in similar terms. So that's it. So there was a flagrant cronyism under him. The guy used to be his plumber, has become a billionaire, and that's it. So Tisza, named after the country's second biggest river of the Danube, they're getting 137 seats. So they needed 133 for a constitutional majority. So Magyar is a centre right. Now people are saying Orban Viktor is far right, but I mean he wasn't sort of he did indulge in racist rhetoric, but he didn't say Hungarian citizens or ethnic minorities are going to be discriminated against or kicked out or killed or whatever. But he did appeal to Islamophobic sentiment. So Fidesz, they're horrified because I think a lot of them realise they're going to lose, but they didn't think it would be butchered. They've lost by a lot more. Now, Orban Viktor, despite this terrible fall from grace, it would be too soon to write him off. I mean, he has been a major figure in Hungarian politics for 20 years, so including before he became prime minister. And he's been somewhat of the political scene for almost 40 years. The Young Democrats, he founded in the late 1980s, as part of this sort of anti-communist movement. So it's a lie to say he's a dictator, and he should be stridently criticized, but people need to tone down the rhetoric. I mean, hold your horses. Let's not indulge in hyperbole. He's not a tyrant. Hungary is not a dictatorship. Democracy is not dead in Hungary. He's publicly accepted the result. So people did get carried away with this demonization of him. So anyway, So 90,000 Hungarians abroad voted, which is surprising because there's sort of something like 5 million Hungarian citizens abroad. Goodness. So that is Orbán Viktor sent packing. Now that, yeah, public services aren't good enough and so on. But yet, if you look over the 16 years, there's been major economic growth in that time. So anyway, Orbán Viktor, he's not giving up. He says 2.5 million people voted for him and he's going to continue. But I mean, one of the other stories is that the minor party is really being squeezed out. It really is a two-horse race. It seems to me a lot of people lent their votes to Tisza who didn't really like it just because there was any way to kick out Fidesz. Now, our homeland party is the ultra-nationalist party, and they think, got just under 5%. So probably no seats at all. Right, so that's it. What do you think? The good news. Now, obviously, Russia had a clear favorite in this. Orbán Viktor was the most pro-Putin of all European leaders. Maybe Robert Tiso in the Prime Minister of Slovakia, slightly behind. So it's very good news for Ukraine. Now, it's not a foregone conclusion that a new administration, a Magyar administration, would drop its blockage of that 90 million euro loan to Ukraine, probably some conditions. Doesn't want to be seen as too much of a pushover. And they were constantly vilifying Zelensky, partly because their supposed concern for the Hungarian indigenous ethnic minority in Ukraine, partly because they want the Druzhba pipeline, they want the cheap Russian oil and gas, and Orban showing that he was a hard man. He would do anything for the advancement of Hungarian national interests. And if Ukraine was absolutely smashed to smithereens, he just didn't care, and so on. Well, anyway, it's actually also a result I hail because obviously I want Ukraine to be saved. Right. What do you think? Now, the criticism of Orbán Viktor, was it overdone or was it fair? Do you applaud the result or not? Right. Thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.